This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Impacts of drought on hay production across South Dakota will likely lead cattle producers to explore alternative feed options this fall and winter. SDSU Extension Forage Field Specialist Kim Ricardo believes early consideration is prudent.
Really encourage producers to think about how much livestock they're going to be feeding, what classes of livestock they're going to be feeding, whether they're going to be feeding gestating cows, lactating cows, dry cows, etc. And then, you know, evaluating their current feed inventory supplies.
Numerous agricultural byproducts may be readily available and cost-effective, including distillers' grains, soybean hulls, or sunflower meal. Before pulling the trigger on alternative feed purchases, she advises running nutrient analysis tests on your existing feed inventory to know exactly what nutrients are needed and which feedstuffs may be most economical based on a price per nutrient basis.
For instance, where protein's lacking, you want to evaluate different feed sources on the cost per pound of protein of that feed. That helps you kind of build a more cost-effective ration, but also, you know, helps you build a balanced ration as well.
SDSU Extension offers the Feed Nutrient Comparison Calculator, assisting producers in evaluating feed value on a cost of nutrient platform. Crop residues serve as another readily available resource to help stretch tight hay supplies. Ricardo states corn stalks and stubble from small grains, sorghum, or soybeans can help extend the grazing season and conserve hay supplies. To learn more and to access the Feed Nutrient Calculator, visit the Ag Business page at extension.sdstate.edu.